It's a good show.
Hey, everybody. I'm Meg Malloy.
And I'm Julia McCullough.
And this is The Soft Spot.
Thanks for coming back this week.
Yeah. Assuming you did.
Assuming you did after last week's just me and Meg solo
I hope
experiment.
You came back.
I know. We played some jams.
We did.
And hopefully we still have some listeners after that.
We at least have my mom. We still have my mom. I know that for sure.
Absolutely. But it was a fun episode. I feel like we got closer.
Sure.
You don't feel that was a.
I mean,
that was a disagreement. We voted today.
We did vote.
We did. We did the right thing.
Let's also
straight across Republicans, right down the line.
Yeah.
Right.
No second thoughts. Mm-hmm. No. I would like to bring up the steady stream of texts that you're getting because your face is all over this city.
Oh, I forgot. I haven't mentioned my special, I think, once on our podcast.
I have. I'm always like, maybe I'm a man. Gina, Comedy Central.
And I'm
you
like
have
on
that.
My phone. Yeah, it's
Julian's face is all over this city.
It's really
it's
bizarre.
It's in Glendale. It's on Sunset. There's one on Event Store.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
There's
we're at like
West
7.
West Hollywood. Huh?
We're at like 7 right now.
Yeah,
seven sightings.
I thought there was one. I thought there was maybe going to be one. And then I saw it and I was like, they did it. Oh, my God. And then I just got texts from all over town.
And then I was working on a client yesterday and she walks past your sign every day.
Mm-hmm.
And she thought that you were the guy from Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, because he has a comedy special coming out.
She was like,
that's what
whoa,
he's doing
that's
now.
Crazy. I didn't know he was doing comedy. I was like, no, that's Julian. He's upstairs. That's him. That's his face.
He's stuck in the pose from the billboard.
Yeah. There are worse people to be mistaken for.
At
first,
true.
She was like, he looks like this guy. And I was like, Blake Shelton. But it wasn't Blake Shelton.
You asked me what it feels like to have billboards. And I got to tell you, it feels... And thank you, Comedy Central, for putting up all these billboards. But I feel almost nothing. It's like fun, but it's bizarre. It's just too weird to like... There's no...
Yeah,
there's no...
right. He got a chubby the first time he saw one. He's so fucking psyched about it.
I've blown 7 loads to those things all over town in my car. But anyway, Maybe I'm a Man comes out this Friday. Well, no, this is going to air after it's over. But
it's already out.
You can stream it on Comedy Central. It's already out. And it's exciting. Do you want billboards? Would you want billboards? How would you feel if you had 7 billboards?
I don't know.
That said, maybe I'm a man on them.
I like to keep people guessing, so I think I'd be into it. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know about that. That's weird.
Yeah, I know. It's hard. Until it happens, you don't know how you'll feel.
Yeah.
And then it turns out...
As long as my face is looking super taut like Lance,
mm-hmm.
and titties are popping, I wouldn't mind, I guess. But, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We went to Clusterfest this... weekend.
We did.
And I guess that's a good time, too. I want to talk about our trip, but I also it's a time to introduce our guest today.
Yeah.
Who was also at Clusterfest. John Gabris is here.
Oh, thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hi, Gabris.
Hi, McCullough.
Do you ever go by John anymore, or are you just Gabris?
I almost never went by John, to be honest, because
okay.
In eighth grade, there was just so
you
many.
You thought you knew him, but you don't.
But a lot of people call me John when they meet me, because it's a weird presumption to just start going by my last name.
Mm-hmm.
I've now gotten to the point where I just introduce myself by my last name,
yeah.
And I seem like I'm insane.
Right.
I seem like I'm either some douchey actor who's like, this is my stage name.
Well, you just did it to her outside, so I thought maybe like...
Yeah, well then also, now I do, hi, I'm John Gabris. People call me Gabris. It's
okay.
A real...
I like Gabris.
Yeah.
Stick with it.
You're like, I just met you, but call me Gabris.
So wait, which guy from Grey's Anatomy did your
I
client...
I never watched the show ever. I think it's the one... Well,
is it
whoever,
McDreamy, got... McSteamy, or McCullough?
It's whoever has swollen eyes all the time. Time, that was probably
TR
the guy.
Knight.
I'm Googling Grey's Anatomy hot doctor because I don't
Len,
know
do
that
you know
show.
Who it is off the cuff? Who it might be? Who I
oh,
look like
his
from Grey's
face
Anatomy?
Came up immediately.
Oh,
Alex Karev.
Oh, that, that okay, yes. Yeah. I met Alex, yeah.
Yeah, you guys have, like, the same face.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, similar.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll make him my new phone background.
Maybe you should you guys put your have phone
the,
down.
You guys have the same face, except he's wearing doctor scrubs and has a
so he has a job.
On, yeah.
He doesn't have a fucking billboard.
He's on 8 billboards. I bet you he does, to be honest. He is a cast member on Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah. I mean, he probably, at the very least, has a billboard.
Yeah, he's probably in some new CBS show, like Elbows. It's a new detective show. Or...
7 billboards outside of Los Angeles is your sort of racist movie about your life.
so you go by Gabrus because your name is John and you grew up where?
On Long Island, where everybody's named a John or Mike.
Paul.
Every white kid has got, like, the Christian name. So.
Yeah, it's like the Goodfellas scene. Everybody's named John or Paul, right?
Yeah.
I had my group of friends, we were called the Johns and the Mikes in 7th grade because four Johns and 3 Mikes.
Oh, my God.
And it was like, all those dudes still go by their last name now. And one's a lawyer and one owns a deli, if you'd be... Believe it or not, one of my friends from Long Island grew up to own a deli.
I mean, that's
a couple of cops, a couple of firemen, and a couple of delis.
Wow.
That's all you need.
You're the only one that went outside the box.
Yeah, sure. Not yet. I mean, eventually I'll go back. And for now, I'm just, my group of friends were a lawyer, a deli owner, mostly a podcaster, I think. And that's me. Soon to be comedian.
Yeah. So let's talk about Clusterfest real quick, because we were all there together.
We were. The three of us stayed together. It was very, I hadn't really even talked to you in a while, so it was very interesting to meet you that way.
We brought our 2 little girls. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, I did not. I just saw some photos on phones, and they were fresh to death.
Oh,
they are pretty cute.
They're freaking cute.
The way you said that made it, I thought you meant people at Clusterfest were showing you pictures of our children. At Clusterfest.
No, I'm talking about.
Well, a lot of people did take pictures of them, so.
Yeah, I'm sure. Possible.
Yeah.
But the question is, did Mindy? Did with reservation
no,
grab
no,
a shot of the 2 of them? You didn't hit the step and repeat with
they
the kids?
They would have loved it, but no, we didn't do the photo booth.
How were your shows, Jules?
They were good. They were good, yeah. I hosted the new, like, up next.
Like the new faces, the new faces of Clusterfest or whatever.
Yeah. And that was kind of fun. It's funny how, like, it's all industry and, like, whatever. So they don't care about who's hosting at all. Like, they're just like, let's
They don't
go.
Care about the comedy at all.
No.
They just care about, like, okay, who can I get here? Who fits this, like, made-up, algorithm in my head?
I kept making up who had just signed them. Just to see if people would freak out. I was like, this next guy just got signed by CAA. Put your hands together. And it was driving them nuts.
That was really rubbing in the new faces.
Yeah.
The agentless new people.
We went to the ground, like the middle area.
Uh-huh.
That was, and we brought 2 little girls to the like tent area.
Yeah.
And it was pretty chaotic, I think, right?
There's a fair amount of weed smoke in the air.
Yeah. But that's you know,
outdoors is fine. You know what I mean? Like, you just move a few
more
feet
away.
We're
not, like, trying to hotbox them. But, yeah, out in the open, it's fine. It's totally okay. But they are so... They were like, where's the green room? and then they got
already.
There.
They're 3 and 4, just to be clear.
They're like, where are all the snacks? There are no good snacks in this green room.
I wanted Fiji water, not Aquafina.
Exactly.
I mean, they're used to pretty. They're used to being able to order whatever they want off the menu at the club
and all.
They're
like, chicken fingers, now.
Yeah.
And my dad's on stage. And there was like 1 granola bar and like a half-eaten bag of chips. And they were like, what is this? So I had to bribe them and tell them that maybe they could go on stage after Papa was done if they behaved, which they did.
They did. Whoa. They danced to Back in Black by AC/DC after it was
smart.
Over. And I would say they held 80% of the room.
Yeah.
They are actually now signed by CAA.
Yeah. The industry was about to file out, and they're like, wait, how young are these? Okay. Yeah. All right.
Okay, yeah, we could just pretend that we're hip because we signed 2 4-year-olds.
Yeah. Oh, they're white? Never mind. How was your Clusterfest?
It was good. It was tiring. I did more shows than I would really want to, but it's hard to say no once you're already there.
Yeah.
You know, like if I'm don't have to change anything.
You can't just be like, I don't feel like it.
Yeah. I'm going to go stand outside and smoke weed instead. So I did a lot of shows, which was really fun.
You sang what?
I sang the Full House theme. For those of you who missed the All That in a Bag of Chips 90s party. ended up actually being really fun, but it just sounded like when they were like, oh, yeah. So in addition to your podcast that you're doing live, you will also, as part of your contract, host this party. And it said dance party. So I thought it meant like they're going to play music. Me and Lauren Lapkus get on the mics and say some bullshit every once in
a while. That's what I thought. That still seems like a lot of work to me.
It still seems like a lot of work. But I was like, I'll just get fucking lit and just yell over Soundgarden or whatever.
Yeah.
And then we like get the run of the show. And it's like, you'll sing a song with the band, then call. And then it was just so much shenanigans.
It was like actual work.
It's actually what I should have thought it would be. You know what I mean? Like, it's exactly what that is. Like, you're going to play Bop It with Reggie Watts, and then he's going to sing a song.
Oh, my God.
But yeah. I enjoyed myself.
You thought it was just going to be like, DJ Khaled!
That's all I was going to just be like, Fruit by the Foot! And then someone's just going to fucking play a song. Can't just eat your Dunkaroos! But nope. I did get to eat Totino's pizza rolls, and I shotgunned a tall boy of Surge on stage.
Oh, yeah? Where'd your diarrhea?
On the stage. About one moment later. Arguably simultaneously.
What are some other 90s foods? Do you remember any 90s foods? Snack foods?
I got you on this.
I immediately was like Dunkaroos, and then you said it. I can't.
Discontinued.
Yeah. Why?
You can get like a lot of the 90s snacks again, but Dunkaroos not yet. I'm sure they'll come back
soon.
Wait,
what were Dunkaroos?
They were like the icing, the like cookie sticks that you dipped in icing.
Yeah, it was like a graham cracker and a packet of icing
so
that came like the old cheese and crackers kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, those are so good.
Those were fucking awesome. Yeah.
Why'd they discontinue them? Because they were killing children.
Because I went into the store to order them as an adult, and they were like, "Is this what it's been doing to children? Jesus Christ! Burn them all."
Were you always a big guy?
Yeah, I was always like a little boy with little boobs, you know.
Little boy with little boobs.
You were always
boobs.
A spicy meatball.
Yeah, I was always a little spicy meatball. And then freshman year of college, the summer in between senior year of high school and freshman year of college, I grew like 3 inches. Uh-huh. So it just sort of like, and I got in shape because I was going away to college and shit, and I was working at the beach.
Guys. Very nice.
I don't want to tell you how to do your job.
No,
look at that fucking thing.
Let's do it. So your soft, this is good. So your soft spot, I asked you what it was, and you said.
I said, can I do a bunch of things at once? You're like, just pick a place. More or less. I was like, my soft spot is the beach.
It's the beach. But you wrote, you texted.
What?
Getting high and going to the beach.
Getting high and playing in the ocean. One time I heard a long time ago that.
Now, first of all, your text was, weed, beach, ocean.
Yes.
Which I was like, are the beach and the ocean two different things? But maybe they are for you.
For a lot of people, they are.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people are like, I love the beach. And you're like, all right, well, we're going to go swimming. It's like, wait.
They're like, what are you, a fucking asshole?
Me.
What are you, a psychopath? Dude, there's
like
animals in that thing.
Getting into the water, but I love being at the beach.
Mm. I have a couple of close friends.
You don't get in at all?
I'll get in like a little bit, but I'm really, really, we've talked about this.
Yeah,
I'm really fucking scared
issue.
Of sharks.
Yeah.
People are scared of sharks, and it's completely reasonable. We are at
so
their
should
house.
Do a movie.
Nah, dude.
No,
nah, dude.
No.
Okay. I just want to see a political drama about the mayor election in Amity instead of anything about the shark.
So you got a job at the beach. What was that? You're 18?
I was 18. I
what town is this? Long Island, but where?
Belmore, baby.
Can you point it out on your arm tattoo?
Yeah,
where
sure.
That would
it's
be?
The south shore of Nassau County, like
right
about here.
Oh,
here
okay.
You see here are your Channel Islands. This is the south shore.
Uh-huh.
This is Jones Beach down here on the west side. And that's where I worked growing up.
Church, I mean, you got to get a picture of him pointing out where he lives
on his bicep.
On his arm. Yeah.
Okay, well, we could do that in pickups.
Podcasting has so few visual moments that this is a
I know,
one.
I am like revealing my arm in the
I
middle of an audio.
I saw that gun and I was like, we got to get that gun on camera.
Yeah, I got my first tattoo at 35 and I thought it should be an outline of Long Island.
There you go. All right. So
right,
that's where you
here.
Live. And what's that called again?
This is the south shore of Nassau County. It's like Freeport. You know, here it goes. Rockville Center, Merrick, Belmore, Wantagh,
yeah.
Seaford, Massapequa Park, Amityville, Colbeck, and Babylon. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
You're like the train conductor. I love that.
Almost everyone's attitude towards my tattoo is always like, well, would you look at that? You got it. And then I just watch Church turn around and go, wow.
Sort of like, Christ, okay, I got the shot, Jules. Can I please get the fuck away from this
it's
dude's
okay.
armpit?
I'm from Texas, and I have a map of Texas, but I can't show it to you.
Don't even tell me anymore. Don't worry about it. It's scale.
Well, you know how they say San Antonio is the butthole of Texas? Ironically.
So Houston working backwards from there, you can imagine where. That's awesome. So I was a lifeguard was like my first summer job when I was like 16, like a little pool lifeguard, and then graduated to the grown-up lifeguarding job of beach lifeguard at Jones Beach, state park lifeguard.
Wow. Like, it, like the ocean. Like the somebody real drowned deal. In the
that's
ocean,
official.
You had to go, that's scary.
Did
I
you
think.
Have to save anybody?
I did. I worked one summer at a bay, minimal rescues, out at Heckscher State Park.
Minimal rescues.
One summer at West Bath House at the pool, and that's a ton of rescues.
Really?
Yeah. A little known thing is that... The West Bath House Pool and Field 4, the beach right there, is there's a direct route from a bus route from Jamaica, Queens to there. Mm-hmm. So a lot of city folks who don't have access to pools and oceans take the ride in there. And I think due to their limited access to pools and oceans,
don't tell me I can't fucking swim.
They don't have that much swimming background. So
I don't think that's the accent, by the way. I think we know who we're talking about.
Shut up.
The only job where it's legal to profile.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, are you sure you know? And I'm not profiling by skin. I'm profiling by you have jean shorts on, and that's not built for swim. I'm
a
pro.
You're about to wear your Jordans in the pool.
Right. Please take your socks off. It's going to be impossible to swim with socks on. Dudes in jean shorts and belts just fucking walking out into the ocean. I'm like, bro, I couldn't swim in that, and this is what I do for a living.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was a great fucking job. I mean, the way someone sold it to me one time when I was in rookie training or whatever, they were like, you now work at the place everyone pays to go to all summer long. And you're like, oh, shit, yeah, that's the coolest thing.
And you're not
that
bringing them food or some shit like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
You know
what I mean? You're like in a stand in your little Speedo fucking getting tan. And then you work every
I'm
other.
I'm sorry, Speedo?
Yeah, dude. You need to be hydrodynamic.
Are you shitting me?
You don't have to wear a Speedo, but some of us can.
So, they call it...
And it's not because of my hog. It's all because of my confidence.
In the rule book, does it say hydrodynamic, parentheses, hot as fuck? Is that what it says? That's great.
Yeah.
So you wore a Speedo.
I wore a Speedo. I was okay with it. I was on.
I'm going to need to see a picture of that.
Yeah, I could scare one up. Okay. I could send it to you.
Just send it to me.
Your phone starts beeping. It's just like, there's a 6 gig Dropbox folder I just got added to. Wink, wink.
Oh, damn. 6 gig.
Also, you are now on a CIA watch list and a CAA. Just kidding.
We went to the Chip and Dale's show in Vegas a couple weeks ago. About a 6 gig Dropbox.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Was it fun?
I keep bringing it up.
Julian's mostly gay now.
Yeah. I saw Naked Boys singing like off Broadway when I lived in the city with my mother-in-law, and I saw a lot of schvances, and it was a delight. Mad Schvance is up in this bitch.
I guess.
Yeah.
Wait, what is Naked Boy singing? Is it supposed to be an erotic show or like
it's exactly what you think it is.
Why are
it's
like that for?
I think
there's like a naked choir in New York, right?
Yeah, it's like those guys.
There's like a naked men's choir.
Huh.
And it's just normal dudes who like to be naked and sing.
It's for that weird Venn diagram of people who like a cappella groups and dicks.
Soft dicks.
Of assorted size. They sing songs, too, of like, they're all different, you know, and people like whip them around and shit.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it was fun.
I would also say, though, that people who like a cappella music almost exclusively only like soft dicks.
Right, true.
It's not really a hard dick music genre.
You guys ready to fuck? Put on pentatonics.
Where in the world?
I worked at the beach growing up, and so
was it as good as they said it would be?
It was amazing. First of all,
how is that beach?
It's a beautiful beach. It's a crowded beach. It's a popular, like the parking lot sells out. So it's like, it's jammed.
Which one's it called?
Field 4 at Jones. Field 4, they call it Club 4 because it has the biggest parking lot and it's where everyone goes to party and hook up.
Oh, yeah.
It's where fights are.
Often. Yeah.
And then Field 6.
The center of it all.
Yeah.
It really is. It's called Central Mall.
It's called a fight and finger field.
It truly is like, guys in jeans drinking Coronas and then fist fighting each other or... The lifeguards. and then Field 6 was the other field I worked at for a lot, and that was like the beach. That's the family beach. That's the beach I grew up going to.
Right.
But you have to get there by 8 in the morning to get a parking spot.
Jesus.
I went to the beach every day, 5 to 7 days a week, all summer long for almost my entire childhood.
Wow.
Because my
dad worked nights, like 3 to 11, and he wanted to go to the beach in the morning, and he also wanted to tire out his boys, who he had to leave home alone for 5 hours until their mother got home. So he would just take us to the beach all morning, and we would like boogie board and run around and shit. Then we'd come home, he'd hose us off in the back, literally.
Yeah.
We'd all stand up and hold our boogie boards, and he would spray us down with hoses, then he would leave for work.
Then hand you each a half a hoagie.
Yeah. It was
literally like... What do you call them, subs?
Subs or heroes. Yeah. And we would, my dad would leave and we'd be like, all right, well, now we have 4 hours by ourselves in the house. Let's go ape shit till mom gets home. Go get the lighters that we buried behind the pool.
Yeah. Hey, guess who's not sleepy after a day at the beach?
Right, exactly. And I was like, I remember telling someone a story once. They're like, where was your mom during all this? And I was like, she was never, no one was home. We lived like ruthless.
How many brothers?
I have two younger brothers.
Two younger brothers. Meg has three younger sisters. Three younger sisters.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a crew.
Shit was getting wild.
I think technically a coven.
Yeah.
or a coven.
We are absolutely a coven.
Yeah.
And same, shit was getting wild. When my parents weren't home, we were wrecking shit.
Well, there was the legendary party that when I went to her house, for her mom's house to work a club, and we stayed with her mom, and this party that her sister threw came up like 5 different times, and it was like 10 years ago.
My mom's still bitching about like a table. Debbie, I know you're listening. I'm not talking bad about you. There's
Debbie,
like,
we know you're the only person listening, according to the intro.
her table that she had just gotten made, like a coffee table, got dented, and she was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And there were like dried roaches on the side of our pool and like used condoms in my sister's bed. It was...
That sounds surprisingly responsible, though.
It's true. It's like, at least they were being careful. But yeah, they fucking tore our house apart.
Oh, that's awesome.
And my mom's still.
It's like it was yesterday. And I love, that would be funny to go through your house after your kids trashed it with a party, and you walk through and you're like, why are there no condoms anywhere?
I checked the garbage. Yeah. Are you guys fucking direct depositing in my house? You better not be.
But those are all good memories. You don't have that's great. I mean, I didn't get to spend nearly that much time at the beach growing up because I was inland, but in South Jersey.
Right.
So we would have to go to the shore. It was a big deal. Like, you know, it was like an hour and a half drive. You got to rent a house, that whole thing.
But that would be like at least one weekend a summer your family would do that, right? Like, that's like a Jersey tradition, it feels like.
It is for other people. We got to do it, I think, twice ever. Yeah. And I wish we'd done it more. I loved it. I don't know if it was a money thing or what, but we just couldn't do it.
I intend to eventually have kids and make them little beach kids that, you know, sunburnt, never dressed kind of kids. I want those.
Jones Beach is. Do you know anything about this? Like, because you. She I was in New Jones, York for over 10
yeah.
years.
Yeah.
So. Oh, okay. Me too.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you too, right?
Yeah, don't give him that. It was only 7 years. And he's been here for like forever. I've been here for like 6 months. I still go back to New York pretty frequently,
once
a month.
We're going tomorrow
morning.
Oh, shit, dude. Say hello to the Lady Liberty for me.
I will.
Every time we go, we stop at the Statue of Liberty.
I stop at Ellis Island, where my name was shortened from Gabrus Roni to Gabrus. When they changed my name from Gabagool to Gabrus.
But yeah, I love New York. And I went to Jones Beach a bunch of times.
Where is Jones Beach?
It's
in his armpit.
It's on the South Shore.
It's on Long Island.
Long Island. So if most city people, if they do go to the beach, would go out to Jones Beach or Rockaway or Long Beach, which is also on Long Island, but not
I think
a state
I probably
park.
More frequently went to Rockaway in my... Because it's just easy by train.
Right, it's a subway train.
But isn't the beach packed?
Yes.
And that doesn't bother you? I mean, I can't stand that.
It's very frustrating to go to a packed beach.
It's like being at the Port Authority, but you're standing in sand.
Right, exactly. You know? But the ocean is never as packed as the beach itself, so, you know.
Well, because the sharks are eating half of the people that go out there.
Yeah, people are afraid of sharks.
If you live near Galveston, they probably are. That's where
I'm
from.
Tell that story.
The G-Town Brown. It's where Robert Durst chopped up that guy, and the sheriff fished him out by his sternum. That's where I hail from.
This is an easy listening podcast.
My soft spot is, of course, the victim's sternum. I like to climb into their chest cavity and just feel held. Like, what's the Claire Danes woman she played? The machine hugger? Wait, makes what? No sense. What the fuck's her name? The woman who is like invented the cow hugging machine.
The was she?
She's like spectrum.
Autistic?
Temple Grandin.
Temple Grandin.
Thank you, land, and potentially church. You guys all talked at the same time.
Also, you're fired from this show for bringing up a Temple Grandin reference.
I got you.
We got Temple. So, but yeah, listen to this shark story.
Hit me with the one Galveston.
I guess he was my uncle by marriage for a little bit. There's a lot of divorce in my family.
Okay.
A whole lot of it. But one time he was telling us, and I was pretty young whenever he was telling us this story, he had a bunch of like random odd jobs and he was like a shark fisherman for a while. And he showed me a picture that was taken, I can't remember, I guess it was like a helicopter image, but like looking down over the area that was called Flagship, where all the cool kids hung out and surfed. And it was fucking full of sharks.
Yeah, they live there.
But I never picture sharks being where people are.
They were like partying and high-fiving and waiting to eat people. Like, there were so many of them.
It was like the Far Side sharks that are like talking and wearing sunglasses.
School for the Gifted Sharks.
Yeah.
They are where people are. They're never like exactly where people are, but they're just outside if the water's warm enough, you know? Mm-hmm. So you're always kind of safe, it feels like, on the East Coast. At least you were for a while. But now as water keeps getting warmer, it's getting a little sketchier out there.
Mm-hmm.
People are getting warmed up. They're getting a little tasty in the water there.
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit soupy, you know? You want to know what Long Island clam chowder is? It's when you jizz in your jean shorts on field 4.
That reminds me of the Coney Island whitefish. Yep. It's the condoms you see floating in Coney Island. That's disgusting. That's my first joke I ever wrote. I forgot about that. My first stand-up joke I ever wrote was, you know, dolphins are the only animal that scientists found have sex for pleasure. Not for reproduction, which explains why you always find a bunch of used jellyfish on the shore on Saturday morning.
I like it.
Nobody else did.
My first stand-up joke was like literally like in college, and it was, I used to treat women like objects, but I've learned my lesson. Now I treat objects like women. And I held the door open for a blender yesterday.
Oh, you went clean with it.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
I thought you were fucking your couch. That's what I thought you were.
So, of course, I titty fucked my coffee table and dented it. And now my mom is furious.
But you used a condom. Right?
Hey, no cum. Who came on my coffee table?
I didn't even know you did stand up.
I tried. I did.
That's a great first joke.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. And then when I got after Guy Code, I started just getting up places because people were like,
we'll pay you to come here.
Yeah, they were like, every single one of you stand ups, you, Damian Schultz, all went, why don't you just do stand up? Like, there are people who are getting paid to do shittier stuff than you could probably do.
Right.
And I was like the most reassuring.
That's always high praise, right?
But that's all I needed because I was so new to it. They were like, you just have to be able to be funny for like, you know what I mean? Don't worry. Because
you're a rare case where you would be able to get away with it.
Right. Like,
you know.
I could also like
without
come
jokes,
up with some
you could
jokes.
Probably just tell stories and shit like that.
Yes. Because I had been doing that for a while at the time. But then I went on like one tour with Guy Code, Girl Code, and I was like, oh yeah, I could do this.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, a half hour? And really, you only have to do 20 minutes of material after 10 minutes of just saying, like, I read the school newspaper.
Yeah, exactly.
Colin, that was fucking great. Yeah.
Good opening
I made it sound like it was easy, but it was not. It was difficult. It's difficult to be as good as I want to be good, as I want to be in my head.
Yeah.
But
it's easier. It's not hard to be as good as Andrew Schultz. It's hard. It's good. It's hard to be as good as you want to be.
Exactly.
Are you sentimental about Galveston? Like, about that beach or not really?
Yeah. I mean, I was there a lot growing up.
What is it about the beach that just, it really does that, I think, for a lot of people. It's like, I think it's the smell.
It's the smell. It's the smell. There's something about, like, there are no, I remember one time we had a huge blackout on Long Island, and we lost power all over the island at like 3 p.m., and I was just driving home from work at 7.
The whole island?
Like a huge portion of the island. I think it was when Manhattan had that blackout, too. It was like might have been like 2003 or something like that.
I
was driving home and then the street lights were off and all that. And I was like, oh my God, it was a little pre cell phones. I'm like, there was a blackout And I just never even knew. And my mom was like, we called your phone. There was no, blah, blah. We called the beach. There was no, and I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. That's why the fucking beach rules is because it's not fully affected by the world.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it is just
once you just went to the beach.
I just at the beach. You don't need power at the beach.
Right.
Like you can just fucking, you don't need a Wi-Fi signal. You don't need 4G. Everything you need is just fucking right there in front of
you. When was your last really good beach day?
I've had a few. I come out here a lot because I go very frequently. I try to go like around once a week.
Take me with you. This big old bummer never wants to go to the beach. And the one time he took me to a toxic waste zone outside of Malibu.
No sharks! The worst sharks.
No sharks, no water, no sand.
You're not supposed to get in the water or walk on the sand. And Julian was like, I know a beach.
I know.
Come with me.
I know a place nobody else goes.
Let's bring our children. Don't put that down, put that down.
But we changed into our clothes in the car and we were like, what the fuck is that smell?
It was our
swimsuits. We were like so sick. We were like, it smells like a body in here. It was us.
Oh,
from
shit.
Being in that fucking wastewater. And it was us in our bathing suits. And when we rang out our bathing suits, it was just like black water poured out.
I thought it was worse. It was like dark green.
Yeah, it was so gross.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah,
no, at least it was black. You're like, so, maybe that's dirt.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Rico Suave over here didn't exactly nail that date.
We didn't see the sign until after.
Hey girl, I know of a beach. Yeah.
I've been swimming in raw sewage and I love it. Make a gun too. All right. That's just on my mind. I go to the beach pretty frequently out here. One time I heard an expression that said salt water is the cure for everything, whether it's tears, the ocean, or sweat. Mm-hmm. One of those three things can fix whatever you're ailing.
It's a very live, laugh, love thing, but I like it.
Oh, I'm definitely getting it on a throw pillow for my fucking casita when I own a home in Franklin Village.
It's spelled in seashells. Yeah. Do you like that ocean, that shore aesthetic, that like interior design of like the way people do their houses at the shore? I don't know how they do it in Long Island. I assume it's the same everywhere.
You know what? It's not something I would ever do, but I fucking love it. Yeah.
It's not something my wife would ever let me pull off in the house, but I would. I love that. Like the fucking rattan furniture with like the cushions. I like the West Side shit of like the two big ass screen doors on opposite sides of your home, so like no AC kind of situation.
Yeah,
like the people who harness the breeze.
Yeah,
that's it just flashed just all of a sudden. T-shirts for the soft spot that just say fucking rattan furniture and it's just a drawing of a chair.
Yeah, me talking about the soft spot, like my voice is the opposite of ASMR. You're sitting in a comfortable fucking rattan chair, all right? Beautiful fucking breeze on your nose.
Are you going to be in New York on Sunday by any chance? Because I'm going to a bachelor party with my buddy Patrick and you guys would be best friends immediately.
Oh, I am a very wanted addition to bachelor parties.
I bet.
I'm the king of bachelor parties. What's the expression? Always a bridesmaid, never a bride. Uh-huh. My expression is always in the bachelor party, never in a tux. I never get the groomsmen call.
You to facilitate the good times.
Yeah, I'm the only non-groomsman at so many bachelor parties. We're like, we just got to bring this guy. I got invited to bachelor parties of people I know less from going to other bachelor parties with them.
Wow.
Like, I'll be at Vegas with someone. They'll be like, you should come to my bachelor party. I'm like, am I invited to your wedding?
He's like, we'll see.
I'm the guy you want at your party, but not standing next to you when you're getting photos done.
No, I got a toast.
Yeah. You're supposed to tuck in tuxedo shirts.
No. The salt water is a very big part of
it. It's a very big part of it.
Yeah.
I'm a big water guy. I grew up, my mom used to call me the water rat because I, you know, like every
kid. Did you have your first kiss on the beach?
No. I had my first kiss at an ice skating rink. So frozen water.
That's pretty
good. Yeah.
At the Newbridge, I bit a nice, lovely young woman's tongue while we were making out. It was a delight. My first pretty serious girlfriend was hot AF.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Danielle, I miss you, baby.
Yeah.
My wife was like, what the fuck is this?
Where was your first kiss? Do you remember?
Ooh.
Like a tongue kiss, not like a smooch.
I think it was on a choir bus.
What?
In middle school. It was on the way to
naked
a
choir.
Naked boys
it
making out.
I wasn't a naked choir. But I didn't get that memo until it was too late. Just kidding. No, I think it was on the way to a choir trip in like eighth grade.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awesome.
That's pretty good.
And I
that's
was like, hot. Oh.
You didn't like it?
No.
Because you don't know what. Neither party knows exactly what. I literally closed my teeth like on a woman's tongue.
Oh,
like,
my
I was
God.
Like,
oh,
I
didn't
realize. I was like, what is this? People find this enjoyable? Mm.
Yeah, I always thought that because I thought French kissing was like movie kissing where they kind of just like open their mouths.
Yeah, I know. It looks a lot like CPR.
Right, yeah.
If we're talking about the beach, it really does.
Remember? Yeah, actually, my first kiss on the choir bus, I broke a guy's sternum doing chest compressions. Okay, man.
Nobody asked, but mine was behind the dumpster at 7-Eleven.
Oh, I knew you were going to say yours because you asked both of us ours.
I know.
You kind of queued it up like, hey, I got a good one.
I got something to tell you, but I'm trying to be polite about it, so I'll ask you first.
Curious.
The dumpster
really
behind 7-Eleven?
Yeah, the dumpster behind 7-Eleven.
Then the guy had to go back
Kate
to work.
Peacock. If you're out there, what?
I just imagine you kissing like a 40-year-old Middle Eastern guy.
Homeless guy. You got to practice. I didn't have any pillows.
My first kiss was with a bakery stick from 7-Eleven.
It was from a bear claw.
We used to eat lunch at 7-Eleven in high school. They used to have pizza in a little...
Oh, $5.99. Julian knows all about the 7-Eleven pizza.
You ever eat a whole one fresh?
I don't think you can get one fresh.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, yeah, you can.
You gotta order it.
You can, at least we know, at a certain 7-Eleven in D.C. Julian specifically asked for a fresh pie, and he ate the whole thing.
They used to serve Tommy's Village pizza, like, under a heat lamp there, and then they had nacho cheese for the dogs, and you would, like, sneak it over and squirt nacho cheese all over your pizza. So, like, hey, no, that's not for the pizza. So you're like, dude, dipping a crust in nacho cheese is the peak pizza.
Yeah, you're like, it says dogs. These guys are my dogs.
Hey, it's for dogs. That's you just saying dogs remind me of something. I now have a 2-year-old nephew, and my brother, like, we FaceTime all the time because unfortunately he lives on the East Coast. I guess unfortunately for me, good for him. But we FaceTime, and I'm always showing him my dog because he loves dogs, and he's like, I'm like, look, a wow wow, and my brother goes, actually, he's learning they're not wow wows anymore. Well, hold on, it's a doggy, and like I hear their whole family has the Long Island accent. So my sister-in-law is going, you can say it's a doggy, and I'm like, this poor fucking kid is gonna learn.
That's why you people don't have any chance in life.
I know we don't. That's why when I wrote witch you in a paper in like seventh grade.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, they were like, what is this? I'm like, when you go to the store with someone, you go witch you. I'll go with you. It was like a thing we used to say. I didn't know it was not. I didn't know gonna and witch you were not words when I was a kid.
Mine was a whole nother year.
Oh,
and she circled another, and she goes, what's this? And I go, like, a whole nother one.
I'm totally on board for that.
I'm like, what, are you fucking with me?
It's another.
A whole nother.
Not this one. It's another one.
So it wasn't your first kiss. What is like your earliest?
The beach holds a soft spot for me because I went there a lot with my brothers, who mean a lot to me still. My dad, who I have a complicated relationship with, but has passed away. So he gets like some nostalgia points.
Yeah. Good thing that's unresolved.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, I'm glad we never solved that. Maybe Barry every Wednesday at 4 p.m. can help me out. He's not. But I worked there, and then I, you know, living in the city, I kind of fell out of going to the beach, and then a couple of times I would go visit my mom over the summer, and we would go down to the beach, and my mom has a cabana down at Malibu, even though that's not... It's not the Malibu we know. It's not like a Nobu Malibu. It's just the name of a beach club.
Okay.
My mom now has a cabana there, so when I visit, I go down there, and it's like... When I was living in the city and not getting that much beach time, when I would go to the beach, I would go back to the city and bombing auditions, having shitty shows, never getting calls. You can always just look back on the week and be like, hey, I went to the beach this week. Like, no matter what else happens. Mm-hmm. And I've sort of held on to that to the point where I go to the beach off season out here. Like, if it's too cold to really, like, even get undressed, I'll still go to the beach and get high and read and, you know, wander around.
I love that.
That's great.
Roll around in the shore break.
No, that's great. That's what it's for.
And so it makes it, I go by myself. I go with other people. I have a group of friends who are wildly underemployed as well. Uh-huh. So send out a text. It's supposed to be beautiful tomorrow, and I have nothing. Yeah. Me neither. Let's go.
We can do that with our whole family.
You go to Goldie, what do you got tomorrow? Completely free. She looks like a little iPad.
Yeah, yeah.
4:30 I gotta be back by 4.
Hey, summers are dead. Summers are dead. That's wonderful. That's
yeah.
That's
so
great.
For me, I held on to that that level of peace and something I get from the beach. You know, like, it's a thing where you can do nothing and come home and feel weary like you did something.
Like you did something,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, just the
it's a workout, just being there.
Right. The beach, yeah. like, sucks it out of you. And also, and this is mainly for, like, you know, our 30-something friends who live, 30 and 40-something friends who live on the east side in L.A. They're like, the beach, I couldn't even have met. And it's like,
Julian,
it's an hour to go anywhere here.
So I know.
As long as you don't go between 9 and 11.
Right. Everyone's like, yeah. it's going to the beach is brutal. I'm like, well, where are you going this weekend? Well, we're taking the kids to the farmer's market, to this, to that.
Yeah,
I'm like,
that's the beach.
That's the fuck. You can go to the beach for that.
Yeah.
And I think I'm in the maybe... Especially in the comedy world, I'm in the minority of people, I think, who go to the beach. Cause,
yeah, nobody goes to the beach.
Nobody goes to the beach. And I'm like, we live near gorgeous-ass fucking beaches, dude.
Well, I took... Not if you ask me. Yeah.
Unfortunately, Meg, we do.
There's one right under the water treatment plant.
This one's only $3 to park.
Who are you? I don't work here.
But I'll take you $3, please.
The beach at night is, I have a memory, and the Outer Banks in North Carolina, you've ever been out there?
No, I have. My mom's there right now.
Oh, really?
That's such a weird thing.
That's crazy. Yeah. The Outer Banks is, it's called that because it's not an island. There's a stretch of land that goes out, and then it's like if you hooked a finger like that, it goes way to miles and miles and miles that it's like separated from the mainland, you know, so there's water on both sides. But, It's like nature beach. So it's like, I went there once and I saw a pack of Mustangs running down the beach.
Horses.
Like, wild horses. They didn't belong to anybody.
Convertibles.
I don't know where they were getting their oats. So,
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I immediately was like, cars?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you could drive your Mustang on the beach.
And that sounds like Long Island again.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know what? That was Long Island.
I got four-wheel drive Mustang, bro. Okay.
But it's always a Jeep that you see on the beach. But the one night we went and stars were unbelievable. I mean, you're in the middle of there's no light pollution at all. It's like dark. It's pitch black on the ground, except for your fire, right? And then... so the sky is like, I mean, when you see the sky in the middle of nowhere, you're like, oh, no wonder every society before us thought, like, that's where all the answers are.
Right.
Because it's, like, so incredible looking. You're just like, of course that's heaven.
Yeah, I went camping earlier this month for the first time in Big Bear, and I was like, oh, this is what a sky looks like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Holy shit.
I can't remember the last time I saw a sky like that.
It's insane.
But I went so the temperature was, like, 88, and then, like, the water was 88. It felt like I was in the womb.
Ocean,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? It was amazing, and I was on mushrooms. It was just the most wonderful. But at night, it's a little scary to go out into the water, the ocean at night is terrifying. But if you just like get your legs in a little bit, it's just the best feeling.
I'll tell you what, if you can gather the gumption to go out a little bit, like, you know, chest deep water and just back float.
I know.
And look up at a starry sky, it's a fucking
it's
dream.
It's amazing.
I don't think
gotta,
I
like,
could do
that. You just
put
that out of your head that yeah. it's like, oh, there's a great white shark yeah. right below me.
Right. I've done, the way you got to look at it is, like, this is my opinion, and this is not necessarily correct. I know I'm where you live currently.
Yeah.
But I think if an animal came into my yard, I wouldn't necessarily immediately kill them. So how about shark?
So how
you
about
have
we
that
be
attitude
chill?
Towards me,
yeah.
and I'll and just scare me away.
Right.
Just scare me away.
Just give me a little nudge. Just yeah. let me know
oh,
I need
God,
to go
that's
out there.
Freaking me out already.
And I couldn't look more like prey. Like, I am over 300 pounds and hairless.
Are you over 300?
Yeah, dude. Just
wow.
barely
now,
though. I'm like 6'2".
Okay.
Then 300 pounds is a reasonable weight.
Isn't that what the chart says for yeah. In the doctor's office?
Yeah, the doctor.
6'2", 305. That's ideal.
It's perfect, yeah. So you play, you're a left guard at Purdue.
Says, no. According to this chart, you are super fun.
Dan St. Germain one time said to me, he's like, you don't see a lot of 50-year-old 300-pounders. And
oh,
I was like,
nice, Dan.
Oh, good, smart.
Yeah.
Getting health advice from St. Germain.
At the same time, Dan could die from 7 things that have nothing to do with weight, and he's overweight.
It's why he's allowed to tell me stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, exactly. But So the romance, I think, of the night is pretty great.
Oh, the romance of the night is great. The effort I have yet to do, and now that I've gone camping once and I really enjoyed it, could be also the fact that I did shrooms for the first time as well. But now I want to go beach camping in like a Catalina, and that sounds fucking awesome, where you can spend all day at the beach and then sleep on the beach in a tent. Because beaches are traditionally slightly bugless.
Mosquitoes and shit? Oh, they're bugless.
Because wind blows. So they can't really get on you. So you can kind of get bug-free on the beach.
We're not like swingers or anything, but we would do
it. We would do it.
Okay, anyone who starts... We would do what? You know what I'm saying? You didn't say the beach trip at the end.
If you're offering, we would.
It doesn't matter. We just book it. Just book it and then find out what we don't do.
We're not swingers or anything. And then before you even said, but we would go to the beach with you, you go, we would do it. That goes for both.
Apparently she has a type.
I also have a nighttime story, but my last beach experience, aside from that toxic sewage date that Julian tried to take me on, I went to Fire Island last summer with all of my best friends. And
Straight male best friends?
No.
Well,
no.
There's two sides
all
of
my
Fire
lady
Island.
Friends right. And all the boys present were gay.
I think one of them was straight. Because I remember being a little annoyed.
No, I don't think so.
I remember kicking one guy's ass.
Julian wasn't there. It was mostly girls. My friend Aaron, hi Aaron, I know you're listening, is like
hi,
the
Aaron.
Betty Crocker of fucking space cookies.
Oh, Aaron loves comedians. Give her a nice
and
sexy hi Aaron, it's John Gabris.
Hi Aaron, it's John Gabris. I too like space cookies. I don't give a fuck what the first word is. If the second word's cookies, I'm in.
She made the most insane pot cookies I've ever had in my life. Like, you could only eat, like, a few crumbs and you were just gone. And so we had a steady diet of pot cookies and disco sticks, which Aaron also made, which were Everclear ice pops, like popsicles.
That you put up your ass?
Exactly. Just to keep you nice and cool.
Welcome to San Antonio.
She put the names of like, I don't remember what she sharpied on them, but they all had names. It was like, you could get like a Barbara Streisand flavor.
That's fun.
It was fun. Like,
we had disco
sticks and space cookies. So we were just gone this whole time. And I had a really platonic romantic moment. I guess that's the only way I know how to describe it. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful outside. It was nighttime. There was nobody on the beach. The stars were so bright. And me and all my girlfriends were like, let's get topless and run down the beach.
Yeah.
And we did. And, you know, we had to like hold him in place because we're not teenagers anymore. But still.
Oh, that's weird because I'm not picturing it at all. So.
It was me and all of my...
That's it for the show.
I don't need to get up yet.
If you could just stand up
and hug? I don't think we need to hug, guys. Let me just get out of here.
We just were like... So lit, man. And we took our tops off and ran down the beach. Ran like a mile.
What?
Just by the moonlight.
Oh, you didn't go in the water?
No, we like kicked in the water a little bit. We didn't totally get in because I was like, there are sharks.
Yeah.
Sharks love titties. We can't get in the water.
Sharks are pretty much in the majority with I one time went to go skinny dipping in Jacksonville. Or somewhere in Florida, and we were at this bar and they were like, the beach is right out there. And me and my buddy were there and we were performing, so there's like some other people we kind of knew. We're like, let's go down to the beach, just get naked and fucking go swimming. And me and my friend get naked, and we take him and I, and of course two dudes, we take off and we are running through the beach, and it's like low tide, we had no idea, and we jog for 400 meters. We're not at the water yet. And we're like, I don't even remember where our clothes are. And we're like, but the people on the beach see us. And they're like, because they were walking out. We're like, okay, well. And we just like continue. And I'm just like, now it's like, I've been out nude for way too long.
Yeah.
Like, skinny dipping is great because you can just get your dick out of eyesight as quickly as possible. But when it's still out and you're like, it's getting a little cold, huh? And you're like, where's the water? And then we get to like shin deep water. And me and my friend just kind of like lay down in it. And now we're two straight guy friends, nude, lying down next to each other, just happy to be in the ocean.
Yeah. And by the way, dead sober because you just ran a marathon.
Well, that was the other thing. I was like, gassed. And we had to get out and then walk all the way back 400 meters covering our dongs to get until we got back there.
That's great. Okay, I just want to, my fondest memory, and then I want to get into the music side of it, but the, so Ocean City, South Jersey is where we went. And it was great because I don't know if you guys had this experience with your beaches, but like, it's like mini golf and then like go-karts and all that stuff.
Yeah,
on
Jones
the
is not that much,
that.
But there is like some of that kind of stuff on the mountain, okay. Like Long Beach and
so
other beaches.
So that smell, like the fried food and the popcorn and everything, and then the beach and then like all the, you know. And so I just love that. And when I was like 9, we did that for like 2 weeks. And I mean, I was a city kid. My whole life growing up, so doing something like that was just like unbelievable. And the music that reminds me of that time period, which is weird, it's not like people don't consider this beach music, but it was, you know, South Jersey and Philly is like stuck in the past so hard, like it really is. I mean, and so WOGL was the oldie station.
Oh yeah, on Long Island it's WCBS FM 101.1. We play your favorite oldies.
Philly's just WOGL. Go fuck yourself. And then no, but they
Rice.
Yeah, it was the Supremes, believe it or not. Like,
oh,
Diana
that makes
Ross.
That sounds like such boardwalk music.
Yeah,
that's like
it really is.
Movie boardwalk.
Like,
music,
stop in the name of love and come see about me and that kind of shit. You hear that like girl pop stuff and the Ronettes and stuff, and it's just like it brings me right back to South Jersey Beach and just it was great.
Oh,
it was
that's awesome.
Yeah. So, but it's weird because it wasn't my life. It was like a really nice thing I got to do one summer. You know
right.
what I mean?
But then you realize some people have that. You know when you see like the Key West stereo. Type or like the Santa Cruz stereotype.
Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah. You're so instantly ready to mock those guys, but then like everyone else's goal in life is to retire and become one of those people. So if you could do
it's
it
true.
At 28, like fuck it. Like if you're like, yeah, I work this job, but I also have often like, you know, like those people find those like eternal summer type or endless summer type lifestyles. It's like, I can get behind that. Like I'm never moving back to the East Coast. The only place I'm going from here is like a
beach.
Place where I eliminate footwear.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like I always tell Julian, I'm like, it's a good thing I have a kid, because otherwise I'd be like on an island somewhere working at a fucking smoothie hut.
Yeah, and kids can't be on islands.
Exactly.
No.
Well, I can't. That's
you're talking
more
to an island boy.
All the custody stuff. But
Yeah.
Hey, well, I'm not saying you can't see her, but come and get her.
Sharks surround the beach. We're not getting off, and you're not coming on. The songs that burn in my head for the beach is my first summer at Jones Beach. I made a good friend at rookie training, and we decided to take the same job together because you get ranked and then you get like dibs based on. And we chose this job all the way out at Heckscher State Park, and on Long Island, the Southern State Parkway ends at Heckscher State Park. That's why it's called that. So we would drive to the entire length of the Southern State Parkway, which is not far, but it's like 40 minutes every morning, two 18-year-old kids driving together. And we just had this CD of like 20 songs, and you would hate all of them now, but we were fucking, we would have.
Was it a mix?
It was a mix. We would have the windows down. It started with My Name is Jonas by the Weezer. We had fucking Papa Roach, You Cut My Life Into Pieces.
Oh, that
little back. We just had like sing-along songs, and we're two.
How many can you remember?
Shit, it was like James, She Only Comes When She's On Top. Little Black Backpack, which is
what's
like a Stroke
one?
9. Fuck, it was like off of Now. You heard,
I don't know that one.
Surf Wax America, another Weezer song. Offspring, Gotta Keep Them Separated.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Lying in my bed. Bad Habit. The one about when I'm in my car, don't give me no crap because the slide is. Yeah, because we would like, that's fun to sing while you're driving. And I had an 89 Buick Century, and we would roll the windows down and just I would punch it the whole way because once you were getting closer to the park, it's pretty empty, especially at that time, and it's state park people, it's state people out
they're
there,
like, so freedom people, there's no laws,
and especially if you have a little lifeguard whistle hanging in your rearview mirror, they go, he's running late to work, and we would just take,
he's saving lives.
My speedometer only went up to 85, and I would just drive the whole way with it like wagging around 85, just like, and like the ceiling caved in, you know, like the wind. I just had that kind of car.
The cloth always came down on those.
And my buddy, we would alternate driving. He drove a like an 87 Blazer that was the loudest car ever. You could turn you had to have the music on or else you're...
Yeah.
And we were flying, just singing along like, bad habit, yeah. And all of a sudden, something just hits the windshield and he like swerves a second, catches it, and then we're like, whoa, what was that? And then we look on the windshield and there's feathers and blood.
Oh,
and
we're like, well, it was a bird.
God.
Oh, man. It was a bald eagle. what music reminds you of... Do you have any music that reminds you of the beach?
You know... I can't think of any specifically. I was trying to think of what we were listening to in Fire Island, mm-hmm. and it was probably just Drake. I'm going to be
and
honest.
That's our show.
I actually go to the beach and I listen to WTF through my boombox. Lock the gates.
I left the most obvious Basic Bitch one out, which is the Drifters, Under the Boardwalk,
oh,
and all
course.
That kind
of
stuff.
Like, hell,
you know,
yeah.
It's like, that's what it's for, you know?
Beach Boys... They do work at the beach.
The Beach Boys, yeah.
They do work at the beach. Catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world is something we used to all sing, like my dad, and when we'd be out boogie boarding. Like,
yeah.
Every time you try to catch a wave.
You know what? I fucking miss boogie boarding. It is so fun.
It is
fun. It's so fun.
You're not
thinking about sharks on a boogie board, which is when you should be thinking about sharks.
All the more likely, because then you look even more like a seal, to be honest. Because you're splashing just your legs and you're like this big mass.
Well, you know what they say? Marine biologists say when you're on a boogie board, from below, you look just like John Gabriel.
Because I have that giant orange stomach that says Maury on it.
You shouldn't have got that tattoo.
Regrets. I should have just stuck with just the Long Island one. Did not need to get Hobie tattooed across my chest. The other big thing at the beach for me is I enjoy marijuana while I'm at the
beach. Oh, right. That's right. We skipped over the whole high thing. I mean, you said that experience that you had where it's like the edibles. You were high like every minute that whole week.
We were so high.
Yeah.
That's
right. And I was telling her, I get sobered up at the beach, so it doesn't do me any good to be high at the beach.
No.
It sobers
Aaron
you up.
Was like Mother Teresa. If we were hungry, Aaron. She was coming over and she was like, take these crumbs. You'll feel better again. She was like feeding us. We were just
you're like
so
little baby
high.
Birds.
I was like, I cannot feel my body.
Who's this mythical Erin who gives out pot, has huge tits, runs around naked on the beach?
Oh,
hi, Erin.
Don't worry, she's just blonde with a pretty face, so you wouldn't like her.
That's not my type at all.
She's already
Aaron, I'm gonna have you wiped up by the time this episode gets
I guess
it's a big addition for me to be able to, because like it just lets you kind of lock in, also worry less about sharks when you're high.
Yeah.
For sure.
Less or more?
Well, for a while last season, the last day of the beach we went to the beach was like late October. It was getting a little cool. We're all high, we're playing frisbee, me and a couple of friends, we start to go in the water, and there's like 10 3-foot shark-looking things in the water, and we're like, this is fucking crazy. It's kind of scary. We're like looking at them. They're in like the
knee-deep
part
mom?
Of the water.
Yeah.
And we're like, what is
where's
this?
Their mom? That's the scariest sentence ever.
Mom! we were so fucking freaked out, and then like we looked it up, and these guys are like leopard sharks, and they're apparently completely harmless.
Yeah.
And now we're like, well, now when we go back, we're fucking hanging with these things. I'm gonna get my fucking photo and lie down and have them swim all over me.
But the thing that what's really tricky about leopard sharks, and maybe you didn't see this, is that they actually fill out their own Wikipedia page to say that they're harmless.
Fuck, dude, they're so advanced. They like write and release children's cartoons about leopard sharks being friendly. Like, it's like propaganda.
It's a whole PR campaign. What about food? And then we got to wrap up, I think.
Oh, food. Beverages are paramount. You got to have a big ass cooler of white water.
White water.
No, I'm kidding. The only way to drink water is white water. White water. White water.
Tiki torches.
I'm sorry. Of cold water. Ice cold water.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Like a big ass pitcher. You know, some sort of juices. I used to be a sandwich and like some sort of side at the beach guy.
Uh-huh.
But now that I'm married and sort of bougie now, like when me and my wife go to the beach, she's like, I'm going to pick us up chicken and hummus. And like we have like a full-on picnic basket.
Oh, I was going to definitely say hummus in a variety of vessels.
Yes.
To get that hummus into your mouth.
And if I may do one of the three impressions I'm capable of doing.
Oh, yes, please.
Sometimes if you're at a beach on Long Island, you might want to pick up a dessert. And your dessert options are Chipwich, Snicker ice cream, frozen fruit bomb, Chipwich. I just, so long working at the beach, I learned that siren song of the dudes who, when the cops would come, would just drop their coolers and sprint away. You're like, oh yeah, this is legal. And then the cops would pick up the cooler, bring it over to the lifeguard stand, and we would just all be eating.
Nice.
Chipwich, Snicker ice cream.
Yeah, but those were regulation. Yeah. Those were not FDA-approved Chipwiches.
No. Yeah, you don't want to eat them out of a styrofoam cooler with dry ice in it. Being handed out by a guy in a fucking Under Armour polo and a Titleist hat.
There's so many things I want to... Wait, Lane, how much time do we have?
He's like, we haven't been recording.
Yeah? Because he mentioned fighting. But
because you mentioned fighting.
But what about what's your your favorite food? You're healthy. You don't.
I was gonna say I do the hummus thing.
Yeah, hummus and space cookies.
Hummus and space cookies.
Being high on the beach and getting a cold beverage, whether it be a juice, a LaCroix, or like ice cold water, is just like there's few things.
Yeah,
better.
Yeah,
right.
Really?
And then you just the trick.
You're my body is a temple.
I never go to the beach and don't go in the water either, no matter what the season is. I have a hard time with that.
Mm-hmm.
It's my rule when I travel too. So when I went to New Zealand with my wife, it was their winter, but I went.
Going swimming.
Was just in Barcelona. Nobody was in the water,
like,
and except
hobbit.
For one. But yeah, I looked insane. I'm like, get down to the beach in jeans and a t-shirt, strip all the way down to a Speedo, and be like, let's ride. And Tiff's like,
so you're just always wearing a Speedo.
This is a holdover from touring, and maybe you can speak to this, is I bring a bathing suit with me whenever I
That's
travel.
Smart.
Because
That's smart. You
often,
never know.
Often you're at like a fucking Days Inn and you're like, what can I do? And they're like, there's an indoor pool downstairs.
Yeah.
You're like, all right.
You're like,
have bathing suit, will travel. That's my bumper sticker. And I have two little flip flops.
Wait, what are your other two impressions?
My Sean Connery.
Oh.
You know, your best. Losers whine about their best. Winners go home and fuck the prom queen.
Oh.
And then Watto from Phantom Menace. Annie, what are you, a Jedi or something?
Whoa, that's
oh
good.
My God.
That's vaguely racist.
Oh, very. Oh. That's why I'm good at it. Yeah. I already had that impression for a friend I went to school with.
Johnny, you want to go order a pizza?
That's so weird how your lips didn't match with what you were saying. All right. Well, and my food, just real quick, is peanut butter. It's very, it's not peanut butter. Very specific. Cream cheese and jelly sandwiches.
Oh.
It was for some reason, I was just allowed to eat whatever I wanted that time at the,
cream cheese and jelly sandwiches are
huge.
I
was just like, oh my God, this is I ate like eight a day.
Those are
amazing.
Huge part of my childhood. It would always
be. Is that an East Coast thing? I mean, but you knew about them.
Yeah, but I didn't eat them in Texas. Cream cheese, I don't think people outside of the East Coast, like, that's a thing, that's like a staple thing for their fridge.
It's so fat.
It's really funny when you meet someone who didn't grow up eating it, and they're like...
I totally didn't.
And you look at it, and it's a brick of cheese that you can spread. And people are like, wait, that's gross. Is it cheese or is it
like,
butter?
No, it's fine. It's cold.
It's both.
It's cold.
Yeah.
It's cold, so it's fine.
Melted
when
cold
I moved
cheese.
To New York, I embraced the shit out of cream cheese. Mm-hmm. And my kid loves
what a brave
cream
soul.
Cheese. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, it was very brave of me.
She's a very exotic palate.
Growing up, peanut butter, cream cheese, jelly, and butter, you can have like any variation
right.
of those on
Doesn't
a sandwich.
What you put together.
I was a fluffer nutter kid. I loved fluff with peanut butter.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my parents would be like, we're not getting that marshmallow shit in this house.
Yeah.
But we would be eating butter and jelly sandwiches. Yeah. It's like, oh, I'm sorry, I can't
See,
have fluff.
See, my parents, we didn't have like a bunch of junk food around, but my mom was like, I'll let this slide. And she definitely bought us fluff.
Yeah.
And Julian's never had
I still haven't
fluff.
Had a bite of fluff in my life.
And you, like, is this now?
It's like what
He just had Rocky Road ice cream for the first time in his whole life last week.
And I've never seen Ghostbusters. This guy's afraid of marshmallows.
I saw the remake with the chicks. That looked good.
Oh, that was hysterical.
Yeah.
That's my favorite one. I just want to ignite a troll army.
I never had flavor. And it's like when most people have who haven't done cocaine, you're like, how come you don't do cocaine? They're like, because if I do it, I know I'll love it.
Yeah, that's fair.
Me with fluff. I'm like, why would I put that in my mouth?
I can't do fluff. I'm too busy doing cocaine.
I'm just not hungry.
This guy refuses to try marshmallows because he's yacked out of his skull every day.
Do you have a lifeguard fight story?
There's always some sort of like scuffle where a dude won't listen to one lifeguard, and then when I worked at Field 4, which was like the club beach, the guards that worked there were either poonhounds. They were all poonhounds, muscle heads, and like douchebag. It's the kind of guy who
now poonhound is when you shoot a poon and then they go and retrieve it for you.
It's someone who's going poon hunting. But like these dudes are, and they're all alpha douchebag guys, you know, muscle heads who are like, the second something at the beach is going on, it's like, let's go, guys. Yeah. And it's like, all of a sudden, I'm standing in a Speedo with like four other dudes, like, let's everybody chill out, you know, like grabbing somebody. And I'm like completely oiled up in a Speedo, and I'm like, muscling.
Are we going to fuck or fight or just make love?
Let's definitely fuck. Oh, yeah. I mean, it was a fucking wild time. Yeah. And it would be like, I'd be like, I'm like holding a dude on this sand in a Speedo. Like, I'm kneeling on a dude's back.
Oh my God.
While police show up and I'm in a Speedo.
Why wasn't this ever a TV show?
I don't know. It will be. Yeah, I guess.
Hey, quiet. I'm just waiting to hear back from CISO.
You're going to get that billboard, baby.
Oh, yeah. Except other people are going to shout, maybe he's a man at it. Maybe he's a manatee is what my poster says.
That's great. Oh, somebody did send me because my billboard is right next to another billboard, and the other one was the Dalai Lama saying the only way you can feed the world is with love. And then it was like, to give for food for the homeless was like a phone number underneath it. And then next to that was mine going, maybe I'm a man.
Look at me.
Well, thanks for listening, everybody.
Thank you.
McCullough.
And I'm going to make sure that the show is actually over. You're welcome.
Thank you, Meg's mom and Aaron.
Rate and review us on iTunes.
Subscribe,
rate, review, and subscribe. We don't know exactly how the algorithm works, but feel free to give us 5 stars and land a comment on iTunes or wherever you listen.
Oh my God.
Check out Starburns Audio. Thank you to Starburns Audio. Thank you to our engineer, Lan.
Thank you, Lan.
Photographer, Church. And thank you to Dan Harmon for blessing us with this room.
Aww.
Oh my God, you're hired.
I know. Hey, have you ever been to the sandwich place?
Goodbye.
Bye. The soft spot. It's a good show.